Taking a look at your KLEM news update. Yesterday at approximately 1:10 p.m., a personal injury collision occurred on Lynx Avenue near 220th Street, approximately 2 miles south of Lamar's. Nelson Flores, 17, of rural Lamar's, was southbound on Lynx Avenue in a 2005 Jeep Liberty. Flores lost control and entered the east ditch, striking a utility pole. Javier Flores, 16, of Lamar's, was a passenger riding in the front seat. Both of the Flores brothers were transported to Floyd Valley Hospital by Lamar's ambulance. Nelson was treated at Floyd Valley. Javier was treated at Floyd Valley and subsequently transferred to Mercy Medical in Sioux City. Nelson's injuries were thought to be minor. Javier's injuries were believed to be serious, but not life-threatening. The crash remains under investigation by the Iowa State Patrol with the assistance of the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office. The Lamar's Fire and Ambulance provided emergency care at the scene. The winter break for area schools is underway, and that means the tubing hills at Siouxland's Cone Park are ready for fun. City Parks Director Matt Salvatore says a smaller bunny hill geared for young children is new this winter.
Well, we're excited because last year we had age restriction at the park. Only those 5 and above could use our main hill. So now all ages can come out and enjoy Cone Park. For those 4 and under, they can use the bunny hill, or anybody, any age can use the bunny hill. And so we got the bunny hill, the main hill, the ice skating rink. So Cone Park's for everybody now.
The bunny hill has a well-known sponsor. Leslie Bartholomew of Wells Blue Bunny says the ice cream maker is happy to support Cone Park.
Excited to be part of what's perfect for us, the Bunny Hill. Yeah. So the Blue Bunny Hill it is, and happy to have kids of all ages that can now go down the hill. Blue Bunny's all about families. We're excited to be part of the Bunny Hill.
Salvatore says despite the recent warm weather, there's plenty of snow on the tubing hill.
It's been a challenge. We made so much snow the first week and a half that we've been in pretty good shape, but the constantly changing conditions from freeze and thaw is really changing the conditions of the hill daily, so we've been keeping up with that. We're doing better than we expected with this weather, but we're hoping to just get some cooler temperatures so we continue to make snow.
The Bunny Hill was dedicated with a ribbon cutting and free Blue Bunny ice cream cones Friday afternoon. One person has died following a crash in Lamar's on Wednesday night, as Dennis Morris reports.
90-year-old Harold Benables of Lamar's died as a result of injuries sustained in a collision involving two vehicles near Lamar's. The accident took place at an intersection of Highway 75 and a county road. Benables was a passenger in a car that was crossing Highway 75 when it was struck by a pickup truck driven by 28-year-old Stephen Goodman of Whiting. Also injured was 86-year-old Nadine Benables, the driver of the car. All three suffered injuries and were transported to a Sioux City hospital. Dennis Morris, Radio Iowa, Lamar's.
A Lamar's man has won a $50,000 lottery prize. Brian Hughes claimed the 5th of 8 top prizes available in the Iowa Lottery's Extreme Cash Blast Scratch Game. He purchased his winning ticket at a Kimmy's Country Store in Plymouth County and claimed his prize Tuesday at the lottery's regional office in Storm Lake. The Extreme Cash Blast is a $5 scratch game, and more details can be seen at the Iowa Lottery website. The latest unemployment rate figures for November show Iowa and Hawaii have the lowest jobless rates in the country at 2.4%. The latest Iowa workforce development figures released Friday indicate that 1,900 more Iowans entered the workforce during this month, bringing the total of number employed Iowans to 1.64 million, which is the most in state history. The number of unemployed Iowans decreased by 600 to 40,600 in November. The last time Iowa had the lowest unemployment rate in the nation was March of 2000, when the state tied with South Dakota and Virginia at 2.4%. Nebraska's November unemployment rate of 2.8% matches the three previous months' figures. The U.S. unemployment rate remains at 3.7%. One of the suspects charged with the murder in the 2017 death of a Bancroft, Nebraska man has pleaded guilty to the case. 49-year-old Jody Olson pled guilty to second-degree murder Friday in Cumming County District Court. All other charges against him, including arson, were dropped in the case. Olson was charged in the March 11, 2017 death of 64-year-old Ernest Warnock. Warnock's body was found in the burned rubble of his home. Investigators say Warnock had been fatally stabbed. Olson's sentencing is set for April 4th. Jody Olson's son, Derek Olson, is expected to go to trial in March of 2019. That's a look at your news here on KLEM. For additional news updates, you can always check our website, though, KLEM1410.com.